The Couple Next Door. Written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Happy New Year, darling. Honey, run along and play now and let Daddy sleep. Ah, that's a good girl.
You better get up. Aunt Edna's arriving shortly. I'm going to get some coffee.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Oh, boy, quite a New Year's party last night, huh?
It certainly was.
Oh, I had a good time, did you?
Yes, lovely.
You mad?
No. Betsy, run downstairs and tell Grandma that Daddy's awake. He'll be right down.
All right, Mommy.
Mother made a sticky pecan rolls for breakfast for you.
Oh, Holly, honey, I can't eat those sweet things now.
Well, you better eat them. She made them specially for you, and you know my mother.
Yeah, indeed, I do know your mother. Oh boy, that coffee tastes good. When did you get up?
A little while ago. I heard Mother down there doing all the dishes. From the 16 people you invited in for waffles at 4 o'clock.
Oh, golly. Hey, you must have had about an hour's sleep. We didn't get to bed till 6, did we? Thought they'd never go.
Well, I don't know why you thought that. You kept urging them to stay.
You sound mad about something.
No.
Well, quite a party, wasn't it? Well, wasn't Harry funny? He's pretty clever, that guy. You know, I could sit and listen to him all night.
Well, we did.
Yeah, I seem to be a little hoarse this morning. Yeah,
probably strained your voice a little singing with the orchestra.
Oh, that. Yeah, it was kind of silly, wasn't it? Well, you know, Jack dared me to sing, and you know me, always take a dare.
I was awfully proud of you.
Now, look, we were with friends. We were just having a good time. Hey, how did my voice sound over the microphone?
Loud. I think that's the best way to describe it. As Carol said, you really didn't need a microphone.
All right, okay. Anyhow, honey. Did you have a good time?
Well, I danced with a drummer quite a bit.
The drummer? Why wasn't he playing the drums?
You were.
Oh. Look, for Pete's sake, I just took over for one number. And by the way, where were you when the bells rang out and everybody yelled Happy New Year? I was looking all over for you.
I was sitting at the next table, dear.
Who was?
That extra man the Wilsons brought along. Said he couldn't imagine I was old enough to be married and have a daughter. Oh, I might as well face it. I do love flattery.
Which one was he?
The good-looking one.
You mean a guy that needed a haircut?
You're jealous?
No, look, I know I got your hook, don't I?
Happy New Year, dear.
Happy New Year to you. And my first resolution is that hereafter I will never ask 16 people in at 4 in the morning for waffles.
Oh, I didn't mind, really. Mother can get it. You better get up, honey. Oh, maybe that's the call you put in last night.
What call?
To Mexico City.
Mexico City?
Who is it, Mother?
Mexico
City. Mexico City.
Oh, come on, hurry up, dear. Hurry
Wait
up.
Wait a minute. What was?
You said you wanted to call your folks while they were down there visiting your sister and say Happy New Year. You got the brilliant idea at 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, boy, I'd like to know what was in that punch.
What did the operator say, Mother?
She said to stand by, that she thinks she can get through to Mexico City now.
Well,
I'll go start that motor.
Look, we better not talk long.
No. We'll all just say hello as soon as... There it is. You get it. Now, where's Betsy? Mother, come on.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, where is Betsy?
Hello.
Oh, Betsy. Betsy, come in here.
Hello. Yes.
Come on, dear.
I can't hear, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Betsy. Get in
here
right away. Now,
hello?
To Grandma and
Grandpa
in Mexico City. Get in.
Yes. Yeah. Well, who are you supposed to be? Yeah. Well, never mind how much it costs, Mother. Happy New Year. How are you?
Get
a pin up
with your mother.
Yes.
I want to
talk. Sure.
Dad was talking long distance.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mother. Yeah, we're all fine. No, it's snowing here. Yeah, oh, sure, she's right here.
Hello. Hello. Happy New Year. Well, the same to you. Yeah, how are you? Oh, hello. Happy New Year. How are you, Dad?
I got Dad here. Wait a minute. Let
you're just fine. Here he is.
Honey, hello, Dad. Happy New Year. Well, same to you. How are you? Fine. Yes. Who's this?
street.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, is that Paul?
Well, Happy New Year, Paul. I can hear you. Same to you. How are you? Oh, we're fine. Who? Yeah, she's right here.
Hello, Paul. Happy New Year. Oh, Madge. Well, the same to you. What? Yes, we're all here.
Yeah.
Fine. Yes. Oh, hello. Happy New Year. Oh, yes, he's right here. Hold on.
Hello. Happy New Year. Yes.
Some neighbor who dropped in, a friend of your sister who's heard a lot about you.
Yes. Yes, well, all good, I hope. Well, Happy New Year to you. Yes, would you put my mother on again, would you please?
And let Betsy say hello to Grandma.
No, I don't want to.
Hello, Mother.
To
yes, dear. Ah, I'm glad you like it. Did it fit?
Yes.
Good. Well, thank you, darling, for the beautiful... beautiful carving set you sent us. Yeah, it was lovely. Oh, we certainly did like it. Ah, sure.
Let my mother say just a moment. Sure.
Yeah, you bet, darling.
You can just say hello, for heaven's sake.
Yes, Mother.
It's a long distance call.
Hold on, Mother. There's somebody else here to say hello.
Say hello. It's wasting time arguing, Mother.
Hello, Eunice. Yes. Happy New Year. Well, the same to you, dear. It was a lovely Christmas with them. Yeah, I baked some cookies when I got here. Well, I thought I was going to get here on the Sunday before Christmas, but then Mrs. Conant, you know her, she was Ruth Loomis. Yes. Well, she wanted me to stay for the Eastern Star party, and we had the loveliest time.
Mother.
Yes. Well, you remember the Loomises, Eunice.
Mother, this is the Mexico City.
Don't say
that. Well, don't say it. I want Betsy to talk. Mother, I want Betsy to talk.
Hold on, Eunice. Betsy's here, and our granddaughter wants to talk to you.
Mother, come on. Come on, for heaven's sake, it's Grandma and Grandpa.
No.
Mother, hold on. Look, on the phone, will you? This is long distance. Hurry up.
No.
What's the matter with you? You don't get anywhere with a child yelling at him like that.
Sweetheart, Daddy, sorry, darling, but get on the
Mother,
phone.
Mother, talk to them. Don't waste the phone call.
Hello, Eunice. They're trying to get her to talk.
Oh, okay, will you
come on?
Yes, I may
come
miss
on,
me.
Please, darling, be good.
Yes,
good baby and talk to
them.
Daddy didn't mean you were a baby.
No, honey. I'm a Daddy's good little girl. And please, Aunt, just say hello, honey. Yes. Let Grandma hear your voice.
I'm sure.
You're down in Mexico City
yes.
here.
It
doesn't matter where it is.
Oh, let it go. Let it go. She won't talk. There's no sense. We better say goodbye.
And then I put in enough to season.
Say goodbye, Mother. Say goodbye.
Come on, Eunice. Happy New Year.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mother. Goodbye.
Mama,
she sings.
I can count to 1,000, too.
Oh, well.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think that's enough. Say goodbye and hang up, Betsy.
Betsy, that's enough, dear. Please, Grandma, heard your voice now, honey.
Let me have the phone.
Look, I want to count to 1,000.
Now, just stop. Hello? Goodbye. Yes, Happy New
goodbye.
Year.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, you going?
Yeah.
Well,
here's one, Grandma, right here. And you come out in the kitchen with me, and I want to hear you count to 1,000.
Well, I didn't know you could do that. Come on, darling.
Oh, boy, that'll be some bill.
Well, we did it. New Year's comes once a year. Of course, we didn't ask them how the trip down was or how they liked it or exactly when they'd be home.
No, well, what the heck.
Oh, my, your sister sounded just the same. Didn't you? Goodness, it's been 4 years since we've seen. What's the matter?
I didn't talk to her.
Of course you talked to her.
I did not say hello to Madge. I talked to Paul.
You mean you didn't say Happy New Year to your sister?
I didn't say anything to her. She wasn't on the phone when I was...
Oh, honey.
But look, there was so much excitement,
you know how Madge is, anyhow.
I know.
Her feelings get hurt over the slightest thing. And they've been there 4 years and you've been there before.
Well...
Oh! I didn't even thank her for that beautiful Mexican silver platter they sent
us. We'll write her a very delicate letter.
How do you tell your sister delicately you completely forgot her?
Well, what else can I do?
All I know is Paul will be transferred back here next year, and she will not be speaking to us. She's just like my Aunt Sarah, who still doesn't speak to Mother. His mother forgot to thank her for some crocheted pot holders or something.
Oh, families.
It's up to you. It's your sister. But I know what I think you ought to do to keep peace in the family, dear.
Oh, all right. I'll call back. Yes, I'll call back. This is the Christmas season. We were really going to economize.
Oh, there's a car. That must be Aunt Edna.
Operator.
It is. It's
operator, I want to call Mexico City. Oh, no, I got that one through. This is another one to the same number. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I forgot to say Happy New Year to my sister and all the excitement, so I...
Who are you talking to?
The operator. He's pretty cute. He said, oh, boy, I know what you mean.
And so do I. Here comes Aunt Edna up the walk with two pies. My mother just made some.
Yes, please.
Mother, hide the pies! Hide the pies!
Yes.
Edna, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Edna!
Oh, you brought pies, dear. How wonderful! Didn't you get the call through yet?
No, I'm holding on. What am I going to say?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell them that I'm disconnected.
Why can I say that? We all hollered goodbye.
I smell something burning, Mother.
No, here. Some milk boiled over that.
Oh, where's Aunt Edna?
Taking a bath. She got to freshen up after she traveled.
Travel? She only came 14 miles.
Well, hello. Yes. Oh, sis. Hi. I was so darn mad. Yeah, we got disconnected, and I hadn't said Happy New Year to you. So, you know.
Oh, Mexico City again?
Yes, Mother. He didn't get a chance.
Oh,
I didn't, dear, and I'm just your mother. But instead of throwing money away helter-skelter, your husband should be thinking of your old age.
Oh, Mother, you don't understand, dear.
I suppose not. Mother, I never do. But you'll understand when your daughter grows.
These new friends, the couple next door, are an important part of CBS Radio's new programming in the daytime. Tomorrow and every weekday, join this lively and charming couple next door in the daytime, where they live next door to Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, the second Mrs. Burton, and all the others who bring listening at its best on CBS Radio. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Madeline Pierce as Betsy and Alice Yorman as the mother. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen in tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.